material world. These demigods are all living entities, Nityanam, with different grades of material power. They cannot be equal to the Supreme God, Narayan, Vishnu, or Krishna. Anyone who thinks that God and demigods are on the same level is called Pasandi, a theist. Even the great demigods like Lord Brahma and Shiva cannot be compared to the Supreme Lord. In fact, the Lord is worshipped by demigods such as Brahma and Shiva. Shiva Virinchinutam. Yet curiously enough, there are many human leaders who are worshipped by foolish men under the misunderstanding of anthropomorphism or geomorphism. Devata denotes a powerful person or demigod or this material world, but Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, it does not belong to this world, is above or transcendental to material creation. Even Sripad Sankaracharya, the leader of the monists, impersonalist, maintains that Narayana Krishna is beyond this material creation. However, foolish people, Ritajnana, worship the demigods because they want immediate results. They get the results. But they do not know that results so obtained are temporary and are meant for less intelligent persons. The intelligent person is in Krishna consciousness and he has no need to worship the paltry demigods for such immediate temporary benefit. The demigods of the material world as well as their worshippers will vanish to the annihilation of this material world. The boons of the demigods are material and temporary. Both the material world and their inhabitants, including the demigods and their worshippers, are bubbles, the cosmic ocean. In this material world, our human society is mad after temporary things, such as material opulence of land, family, enjoyable paraphernalia. To achieve such temporary thing, people worship demigods or powerful men in human society. If a man gets some ministership in the government by worshipping a political leader, he considers he has achieved a great favor. All of them are therefore kowtowing to the so-called leaders of big guns in order to achieve temporary boons, and they indeed achieve such things. Such foolish men are not interested in Krishna consciousness for the permanent solution to the hardships of the material existence. They are all after sense enjoyment. And to get a little facility for sense enjoyment, they are attracted to worshipping empowered living entities known as demigods. This verse indicates that people are rarely interested in Krishna consciousness. They are mostly interested in material enjoyment, and therefore they worship some powerful living entity. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasvai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadama Yendadati Swapadantakam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, this particular sloka is clarifying certain misconceptions which most of the Hindus have. There are a lot of different versions of understanding about these many gods. But pantheism means belief in God. Pantheism means many gods. Pan-America, Panasonic, which means that company produces many, many electronic items. Pan-America means the American Airlines have flights to all places. There are many flights of destination. So here, pantheism means worshipping multiple gods, many gods. When you speak to people, why they are worshipping many gods, they say, God has actually no form. And whatever form appeals to you, you can worship Him. That is one type of understanding people have. Ultimately, God has no form, impersonal. But if you are attracted to a particular form, that way you can worship Him. That means there are things God is some imagination. You say God is truth. Truth cannot be imagination. Imagination or fiction means it is your mental concoction. But when you say God is truth, this world is truth and God is truth, whereas the novels you read or the fiction you read, it is your mental fantasy. Fantasy or fairy tales, they call it. So, certain class of man, they think that there is something controlling the world, which is impersonal. And you worship Him in any form you like. On the other hand, there are people who say God comes in many forms. That's why this Shirdi Sai Baba is God, or Puttaparthi Sai Baba is God. Many, many man gods are there. Many, many are there. Kalki Bhagavan, and Kusumaharanath, you know, lot of many. So their idea is that God comes in many forms. That is some people's understanding. So nobody has any clear understanding. And there are some people who say, there are some people who say that there are many gods. It's not that God comes in many forms. This is there are many gods. So practically they don't know what is the definition of God? And there are others who say that anyone who will become a powerful personality, he can become God. So they drag Rama and Krishna to human platform. There is a famous scholar, politician, C.R. Who is he? C.R. Chakravarti Rajagopalachari. He has contributed many works in religion. Unnecessarily, he meddled. And then he wrote Ramayana. Ramayana is in Sanskrit, and this man is a scholar in Sanskrit, and he appreciated Ramayana and Bhagavata and Mahabharata. And he wanted to make it available to many people of the world. So he saw these books as some kind of moral, ethical books. They encourage people to strive for values in life. If people don't read Ramayanam, Bhagavatam, and Mahabharata, people live like animals or rogues. So, being a nationalist or being a humanitarian, he thought it is a great responsibility to translate these books for modern generation to read. And everybody said he has done human service, great service, that he made available all these books. And if you read them, including Prabhudatta Brahmachari, you heard his name? Prabhudatta Brahmachari. He wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he drags Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a human character. Similarly, this Chakravarti Rajagopalachari, he drags Ram and Krishna to idealized human beings, ideal human beings. So they are gods. Anyone who lives a very self-controlled, selfless, exemplary life, and they try to live like that. They say that any human being who lives in perfection, he can be called God. And there are people, like we went to that Mayavad Ashram, and they are speaking from Bhagavad Gita, this and that, and that. But ultimately they don't believe that Krishna is there. Krishna Bhagavan, and this, and then they talk. If they really mean Krishna Bhagavan, then there should be a deity like this. But in their ashram, only the Guru's picture is there. No Krishna, no Rama. But they say, like a loose word, they just use Krishna, Rama, and like that. Similarly, your famous Vivekananda and Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Actually, his name was something else. His name was not Ramakrishna to begin with. What is his name? Vivekananda is not the name given by parents. Narendra. And similarly, this Ramakrishna, They call him Paramahamsa. Ramakrishna, Bhagavan Ramakrishna, they call him also. Because in their ashrams, you don't find Ramakrishna, Rama or Krishna, but you find Ramakrishna, the Guru. It is just like you enter the Mayavadi ashram. Narayana, Avadhuta, something is named. Similarly, we have here, we have Nellur Bhagavan, Venkatesh Swami. Did you visit Golagamudi? You had gone for darshan. Not all of you. Did you also visit? So, Golagamudi. I also visited Puttaparthi. Also visited Golagamudi, not with any interest, but if more people are coming there, let us go and sell our books. That's the idea. Or what actually people are doing there, what stupid activities people are doing there. And then I discourage people, you know, like our own followers. He was making a plan to visit Shirdi. So I was very upset. You are a devotee chanting 16 rounds connected to ISKCON. And then what is this? You are making a pilgrimage to Shirdi. And then he tried to you'll handle. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, so I tried to discourage him. Krishna will not be happy if you go to Shirdi. You should know the difference between man and God. You should know what is what. And there are people who say there is Trinity. Trinity. They think Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. They are all the three big people of the Hindu pantheon. Pantheon means list of gods. In the Hindu pantheon, you have Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh and all others. That means they accept that there is Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. And then there are lesser gods. That means there are three gods, that's a trinity. And there are others who say Vishnu is the supreme. And all incarnations have come from Vishnu. That is their belief. Like you have many, many understandings. But if you read Bhagavad Gita is making things pretty clear. There is no room for imagination or interpretation about Bhagavad Gita. He is clearly saying that there is distinction between, we say, capital G, God, and there are many small g gods, or we say in another sense, Bhagavan and Devata, Devi, Devatalu. Devi, feminine agents under God. And Devatas, they are male agents under God. They are Devi, Devatas. And they are very powerful people. because they are generally among human beings. Among human beings, people select their leaders. Political leaders are selected by majority. Whatever majority people decide, you will become the powerful leader. That's how they are selected. And other leaders, by their different opulences, some people have strength, they shine in sports and athletics, and some people, they have bodily beauty, they shine as actors and actresses, and there are people who are very intellectual, they become like scholars or professors and so on. Then there are scientists, like there are many, many fields where people become leaders. So we are not talking about all this kind of leaders. We are talking about the Supreme Being, and there is a definition. There is a definition of God. Like sometimes people say, God is in control of this world. If God is in control of the world, why there is scarcity? Why there is why there is injustice? If God is there, why there is injustice? If God is there, why people are misbehaving? Why doesn't God help us? I know one fellow was saying, he was having some wrong habits. I said, you stop these wrong habits. But he says, if God wants, that will go away. See, I did not plan. Somehow God has given me this weakness, and I have this habit. And if God doesn't want me to have this weakness, it is up to Him. He can take care of my weakness, and I may not be interested in that bad habit anymore, they say. So, very difficult to... And then there are people who are so stupid that the Guru is God. There are people. The Guru is God. There are people who say that Hindus have a different God, Muslims have a different God, and Christians have a different God, like that. They have practically no understanding what in this world God stands for. That's why the Vedas, which are a detailed work on God, they give you elaborate descriptions on everything connected with God and His agents, and the management of God, and what is the reward-punishment system, and so on. Everything is there. Let's say people who go through the scriptures under the guidance of a guru or spiritual guide, then they understand there is no confusion, there is no conflict, if you understand things properly. So the definition of God here said, why all this in human society? They say people are in different modes of material nature. Depending on their modes of material nature, people are attracted, or people believe in People believe in different things. If you are in tamagun, no matter how you try to explain to him, because his mind cannot take it. He is in tamagun. Similarly, rajagun, sattvagun. So accordingly, people take to different forms of worship. And then, people, they worship God with sakam and nishkam. Sakam means they worship God to borrow something from Him, to ask Him something. And there are others who just want to worship God as an act of thankful gesture. God has given us so much, let's thank Him. And you are not satisfied with God, what God has given you, so you want to ask God, please God, give me this, give me that. And there are people who say, thank you God, you have given me this, thank you God, you have given me that, like that. They don't care what actually God wants from you. They just tell their things to God. As though God, unless you tell Him, He doesn't understand, or He doesn't know. You have to go and tell God, what is your heart? You don't have to tell God like that. So the point is, the Vedic knowledge is complete. This is the whole system. There is one God and His incarnations, and then there are agents of God, 33 million demigods, Mukkoti Devatalu, 33 million demigods. So this is there. And not that you worship any god and you get anything you like. You worship a particular demigod. This is what it is said. Kanchatam karmanam siddhi ejanta yah devata shipramhi manushya loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. So here Krishna is making a clear statement. Because men want temporary and petty. Temporary means short time. Petty means very small benefits. Suppose you want a large amount of water. You want to take bath and I give you a glass of water, take bath. How can you take bath with a glass of water? Even you will not be satisfied to quench your thirst. You may take 2-3 glasses. They are coming on time, so we have to close on time. Very good. I tell people, people are on time for eating prasadam. People want on time to leave the class. Unfortunately. Sri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.